a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Nice to have you in the house with us today, everyone. It is now 18 past the hour and time for the Chief Travel Leader Conversation. Today's B-Block, well, we're sponsored by Scenic Cruises.
If you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, the five-star fleet of Scenic Cruise spaceships will welcome you for a trip of a lifetime. Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences, all designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise.
River cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own, folks. From personalized butlers and five unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes, what we like, they're small ships with big spaces. Right now, as a show fan, you'll receive two-for-one fares with up to $3,000 in flex credit. Plus, you'll also find great deals on last-minute river cruises, too. So go check out ScenicUSA.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
As we begin the interview portion of the program and get ready to head to the Patriot Mobile Show Hotline for the first time today, it's been just over a year since we last connected with Jeff Freeman. He's the CEO of the U.S. Travel Association. That's going to change now as he joins us for today's Chief Travel Leader Conversation.
Jeff, well, 54 weeks between appearances is simply way too long. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Why did you do that to me? Did I say something wrong last time?
You did. We gotta work on that. Listen, you know, a year ago when you were on the program, this show, we were heard on 515 weekly stations. As of today, with a station we just welcomed out in California, we're now heard on 585 weekly stations. So certainly is a lot for us to talk about. In 3 months, you'll be in your position 2 years now. I recall when you first joined us, you mentioned how you like to be out on the road. So since this is the Chief Travel Leader segment of the show, how would you say your transition in returning to U.S. travel has gone? And what's been the most enjoyable part of the CEO role since you took control?
Well, first of all, congratulations to you and Mary, adding stations and adding your reach across the country. That's great to hear. I'm glad to be back. I hope to continue this. If I'm still doing the show, that means things are going well for me. If I'm not on the show, that means things aren't working out.
So well, you're welcome anytime.
You're right. 2 years is coming up. I'm as excited today as I was. In fact, I'm more excited because I see some of the opportunity as I was 2 years ago when I came back to U.S. travel. A lot of time on the road. This is the travel industry, being out there with the industry, understanding what is on people's minds, big issues they're confronting in various places around the country, getting over to China recently to understand what we need to do to restore Chinese travel to the United States, which is only about 40% of what it was pre-pandemic. There are no shortage of opportunities out there with the industry. I guess what I love about this industry, what I've always cherished about this industry, which is not necessarily replicated in other industries, this is an industry that is all about growth. This is an industry that's never satisfied with where we are on the international side or leisure side or the group side. There's no ceiling on our growth. How do we drive more of that growth? A lot of other industries spend too much time trying to prevent bad things from happening. This industry is always, how do we seize the opportunity? How do we continue to strengthen the industry? Where's that new traveler coming from? That ability to wake up every day and play offense is really exhilarating.
And get ahead of things. Well put. Jeff, in 3 weeks, we celebrate the Independence Day holiday, and certainly we saw strong Memorial Day travel numbers. I would expect nothing less during the July 4th period ahead. I'm sure Labor Day will see positive travel totals too. Despite high gas prices, despite inflation, despite high food costs, our fellow Americans seem to be saying, I'll make sacrifices in my daily life, but I'm not foregoing my travels. Do you agree with that?
You know, you're so right about Memorial Day, where TSA saw record numbers. We're well over 2.5 million people a day going through TSA checkpoints. We were under 2 million before the pandemic. So the demand for travel is not just there, it's resilient. We've seen post-pandemic, people have prioritized experiences over goods. Well, is that permanent? I don't know. But for the foreseeable future, there is a value that has been associated with travel that we need to tap into, we need to embrace. And I know the industry is doing that from coast to coast. We expect July 4th to be extremely busy. We expect leisure travel to remain strong for the industry into the foreseeable future. At the higher end, it's definitely stronger than it is in some of the lower economy levels of travel. We have begun to see some pullback in some of those areas, some trade downs in some of those areas. So there's no doubt that travelers are getting, and all American consumers are getting, a little bit more squeezed today than they may have been 6, 12, 24 months ago. But that demand for travel, the value that people associate with it, is something that is remaining strong, and that can only mean good things for our industry.
You know, sometimes when Mary and I are traveling outside the U.S., the level of investment in travel we see and experience, the importance and understanding that's placed on travel by other countries, I'll throw out the sophistication of infrastructure that's in place. It does make us scratch our head about why America isn't as laser-focused on travel and tourism. Now, I know that's not the case with the U.S. Travel Association and your team, Jeff, but at the end of the day, it's our government that needs to step up and realize we're in this global competition with 190 plus other countries out there, and it's a competition that America should be, you know, wiping the floor with, winning 10 out of 10 times because of, you know, we have so much to offer in this country. So I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Maybe you've seen or felt the same thing that we're seeing when we've traveled. Yes,
you're tapping into my biggest concern. Other countries recognize, both for domestic travel, for international travel, that travel doesn't happen by default. It happens by design. But for some reason, here in the United States, we think travelers will just travel, right? We think that they will just go out there and do this regardless of the frictions. And I often wonder, why is that? Why do we think that? Or maybe are they onto something? Do Americans just travel and overcome the frictions? You know, one of the things that always blows me away, no one travels more than members of Congress. Every single week, getting on planes, getting on the roads, and yet they seem, based on their voting patterns, based on their inability for so long to provide the FAA with the resources it needs, with the technologies it needs, they seem somehow tolerant of this system. And that's the thing that blows me away about the American traveler, and it's something I think we need to figure out. How do we breathe some energy into it? Why are we so tolerant? Why do we accept the system the way it is? Part of it, I think, can be attributed to the fact that too few have seen how it can be. Too few have seen what you've seen in Europe or Asia or elsewhere, world-class travel systems, world-class efficiencies. You know, when you see those things, your eyes open. When you don't see those things, you kind of assume this is the way it has to be. We've got to wake people up. And one of the things we're doing that has been really effective over the past year is documenting what other countries are doing, helping policymakers, opinion leaders see the investments that other countries are making. And it's at that point that they're like, oh, I don't want America to be last. I don't want America to somehow be behind these countries.
Because it's not in our DNA. I mean, it's just not. I mean, and that level of complacency you're talking about, we just find it so frustrating. When you go to countries and they're like, tourism, they get it, they understand it.
And it's a significant difference, whether it's the airports abroad, Asia gets that right. It's just unbelievable. And we know you're working tirelessly on this, including seamless and secure travel as well, correct?
Absolutely. So I'll give you a good example of it. Canada recently has added a number of countries that can come into their nation visa-free. Every single one of the countries they added to their list are countries that are required to get a visa to come to the United States. They looked at America's weakness, America's inefficiency, and they said, how do we make ourselves more competitive by going after the United States? China, frankly, is doing the same thing. The UK is doing the same thing. They're recognizing the changes they need to make. We need to recognize that. That's why we put a commission together following a study that was quite embarrassing in terms of where the United States ranks in terms of travel competitiveness, 17th out of the 18 major global markets. We put together a commission of former government leaders and other experts to put forward concrete recommendations to improve visas, to improve customs, to improve TSA, to look at every aspect of the travel experience and figure out how do we help the traveler make it better. Our experience is when we provide that to government on a silver platter, when we give them what they need to do, they will embrace it. But if we wait for them to do it on their own, we're going to be really disappointed.
Well, Mary and I, you know, we take this show on the road up to 8 times a year. We do these big Let's Go America tours, live remotes and events. And back in April, we were over in London and we had Julia Simpson on the show. You know, obviously, you know her. She's CEO of the World Travel and Tourism Council. And, you know, she can sit off air or on air and, you know, talk about all these things happening, all the parts of the world and so forth. And she's very pleasant and pro on America. I don't want to suggest she's not. But you could tell she's also being polite to us because she really wants to say, hey, listen, your country doesn't get it.
The frustrations are real.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
She's right. And you're right. She's being pleasant about it. She sees what other countries are doing. And one of the things we miss, I'll give you a great example of it. Saudi Arabia is spending several trillion dollars to build a travel economy. And I mention this to Americans, and they say, well, I have no interest in going to Saudi Arabia. And I say, you're missing the point. They don't really care if you come. They're going after our top customers from around the world. Wow. They're going after the Chinese and Japanese travelers. They're going after the European travelers. It's a traveler that's making decisions.
We saw that firsthand, Jeff. Mm-hmm. And Jeff, listen, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off or be rude in this case, but unfortunately we have a hard break and we're going to have to let you go. But excellent point that you make on that. And, you know, this show is heard in Washington there, so hopefully a few people will listen and wake up. So nice reconnecting with you today. Let's make sure another 54 weeks don't go by before we do it again, right?
Let's extend the invite now. Yeah. Thank you,
Thank
Jeff.
You. I look forward to joining you soon.
Yeah, likewise. Take care.
Bye. All right. Well, there goes Jeff. Unfortunately, we've got that hard clock we've got to go to, folks. So as we get ready to step aside for some important sponsor messages, up next, we're going to discover America together with the help of AAA. There's still so much coming your way on this June 15th broadcast. 80% of the show is still to go. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back. And you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.